Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Trent Keith, and this is Ethan McNeil, our tech expert from Keith Realty, and we are getting rolling.
Yeah, and I just showed you guys on Facebook all of our questions, so you got a sneak peek at the questions we're going to be answering here in a minute.
That's right. So we got news stories, we got questions, we have highlighted listings, and a moving monitor. We have all kinds of good stuff today.
Yep.
Ending quotes. Like always.
Yep. So get ready. Buckle yourself down because this ride is going to be crazy.
All right. Here we go. What's your news story for the day?
Oh, I just saw that the Colts won. So I didn't get to watch the game, but I know they were behind for a decent amount of it. And they finally pulled it off and they won. So
there you go.
That's good.
That's right. Okay. I saw some news story, I don't know where I saw it, it said something about how embarrassingly unfun the Colts are to watch right now, or something like that, so I don't know, I didn't watch the game.
That's sad.
Yeah, it didn't sound very good. I saw an important news story. The state of Georgia has a new record. A guy caught a 111-pound blue catfish.
Whoa-wee.
And he said just holding it up for the picture was very difficult. 111 pounds.
Wow.
Blue catfish. That would be pretty neat to see.
Man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
And then I saw we got one more day in the 80s. On Thursday, we're going to be in the 80s this week.
So it's that's like, probably going to be the last one for the year.
Get everything done outside.
Yeah, no kidding. Put on your shorts for the last
time. There you go. That's right.
All
lay out and
keep
get your suntan
that.
On Thursday.
Or there are people who wear their shorts year-round.
It's true.
Cowboy boots and shorts, no matter what the weather is.
It has to be a little warmer natured than I am to wear shorts year-round.
But yeah.
I see it. Definitely. All right. Any other news stories for the week?
No, I don't think so. I think we're ready to jump into questions.
All right. Yep. What's the first question? You doing it or
I? Sure, I can. First question. Let's move here to our question screen. Can I lose my earnest money check? Yes, you can if you do something that is against the contract or you back out of the contract. You can lose your earnest money check. But if there is a reason why you're backing out that is not your fault, you should get your earnest money check back. So there is ways that you can lose it, but if you're working with a good real estate agent, they will help you not lose your earnest money check.
There you go. I thought you were gonna say if you was driving down the highway and both windows were open,
you can lose
your
it.
Yes. Check.
There it goes.
Okay. Next question: should I go with a cheaper home that will work, or stretch my budget for my dream home? Oh, here's the big question. So, this is going to be according to your financial planner or the person that helps you with your budgeting. I always say do not stretch your budget to where you're uncomfortable, because with life there's always unforeseen expenses that you're not expecting. So I would always go for keeping your budget lower, but then the next question is, do you go for the cheaper home because you're not wanting to stretch your budget? That's a big question mark too. So it's on a case-by-case basis, obviously. But if I had to choose, not knowing any details, do you go for a cheaper home or stretch your budget for your dream home? I'd say go for a cheaper home that you have some equity in that you could sell down the road, have a little equity, but that's not going to be the answer for everyone. So hopefully that helps a little bit, but do not ever stretch your budget to where if something goes wrong, you're going to lose your home because things do go wrong. For sure. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, I think stretching your budget can be way more uncomfortable than stretching your pants. So if you've ever had it where your pants are tight and you're stretching your pants out, man, just think about what that would feel like in monetary terms. And that's what you need to think about. Do I want to be this uncomfortable buying a house that's stretching me and my budget? Probably not. Although you might lose some weight because you won't have money for food, but you never know.
So if you think about that when you're going out to eat, do you want to stretch your pants? Maybe
yes.
Eat better. Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe that's the diet people have been missing.
Non-stretch your pants.
Just envision the uncomfortableness that you will experience after eating this.
Especially what if you don't have stretchy pants?
Yeah.
Then it can
be
bad.
You got a tight belt? Man. Okay. Next question. Should I get my home staged by a professional? No, you should get them staged by an unprofessional. No. Yes and no. It just depends on a case-by-case basis. If your house is needing some help, needing some love, then maybe you will want to get a stager in there to help make your home look more attractive, give people an idea of what it could look like if it was lived in. But then again, if the market's really good, you might not have to spend the money on something like that. So talk to your real estate agent and they can tell you. A lot of times it depends on price of your home, the price point you're looking at, and also your neighborhood and all that kind of stuff. So just talk to your real estate agent and they will point you in the right direction.
Definitely. Yep. Okay, the next question. Can I buy a house on contract and how does that work? Okay. Yes, you can buy a house on contract. The way the market is right now, you do not have a lot of options as far as buying places on contract because properties are selling so well that most clients are not jumping into contract sales at this point because they can get what they want just on the normal market. When the real estate market's down is when you have more options to buy on contract, which means the seller's probably asking more money, but they'll carry the loan for you. So it can be done. Now is not the easiest time to do that. And the best way to make that work, as far as how does that work, is have a good attorney. Because if you do not have a good attorney, the contract is not written up correctly, then you could put yourself at risk of not only having to pay more than you should, but maybe paying for years and not even getting a property when it's all said and done. So
yes.
The only way to make a good contract work is make sure you have a good attorney on your side to get that written up correctly.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing. There has been some laws put in place and a little bit of maybe more discouragement against contracts here in the last probably 10, 15 years, just because there was a lot of fraud that went on with selling things on contract because people would rip people off by not following and not sticking to what they wrote. So you gotta get an attorney involved to make sure what's getting written down is binding and legal and, you know, cover yourself.
Yep.
What steps, here's the next question. What steps should I take if a family member wants to buy my home? It's basically gonna be the exact same steps you take no matter who you're selling it to. You want to get an attorney or a real estate agent involved to help you write up the proper documentation. You do not want to just do verbal stuff. You want to have the price written out, come to an agreement on the price. You need to have the terms of the contract written out, the purchase agreement, And then you just go through like you would with anybody else. They get financing, the buyer gets financing, and you move towards closing at a title company. So really the first step is getting that purchase agreement in place. No matter if it's a family member or not, you want to have it in writing. So get with an attorney or get with your real estate agent, and they should be able to help you with that process.
Okay, the next question. Should I go with a cash offer on my house over a bank financed offer, even if the cash offer is less? That's a good question. Okay, it all depends on how much less the cash offer is. And it depends on what bank is financing the loan. And it depends on what kind of credit the person has that's getting the loan. And it depends on how fast they can close the loan. So the answer would be a lot more questions than answers at this point. If you are anywhere close on a cash offer, usually cash offers are smoother, they're faster, they're a lot less headache. But that doesn't mean in every situation the cash offer is the best way to go. So there you go again. We keep saying talk to your realtor, but what we really mean is talk to your realtor. Because you need advice in what to do in these situations, and your realtor can help you with situations like this and what they've dealt with. Mm-hmm. Cash offers are really nice and really easy, but a lot of times they may be quite a bit less. So it all depends. There are actual finance loans that are not too bad to deal with. So if it's a good company and the person has good credit and they're actually paying a decent amount down and those kind of things, it may actually go through pretty quick too. Mm-hmm. So cash is king. That's an old saying, right? Cash is king, but losing a bunch of money just to get the cash is not necessarily the answer. So it would be answered on a case-by-case basis. And Ethan and I can put our cell phone numbers on here if you need us to.
That's right. Yep, that's part of what a real estate agent should be helping you with, is evaluating how much risk you have in a bank-financed offer. Yes. They should be hopefully getting a pre-approval letter for you and asking the lender more questions about that financing, because that really does matter. Some banks are great to work with, some are not. Some finance or some buyers have lots of collateral to get the financing, and others do not. So do your research.
Yep, for sure.
Is there one more question? Is it a bad idea to view a house for sale when it is dark out? Yes, it is.
Not if you don't care what it looks like.
Yeah, for two reasons. One is safety reasons, obviously. You can't see those people coming at you in the dark. And for two, you can easily miss things that would be pretty obvious in the light. You might miss the color of the siding, or the quality of the shingles, or there's a lot of things that you could miss out.
The tarp on the roof.
Yep. But anyway, so yeah, it's not a great idea to go see a house in the dark. Yep. We normally discourage against that.
It's true, but we have had to show houses in the dark, but we do not recommend that.
Yep.
All right, we're ready for our highlighted listing of the week, right?
Yep, and the listing I did not get a picture of for you guys on Facebook, sorry. But it is, and actually I didn't even get the print off. Well, we have a new listing in Coal City for $144.9. That's what it's listed for. It's got four bedrooms, two baths, just over 1,500 square feet, and I think 3.5 acres. And it's got a little pond on it and a two-car detached garage. So if you know of anybody in the Coal City area, it's just across the Clay County line. Clay County, Owen County line. So if you know anybody interested in a house in Coles City, it's a great little house and got four bedrooms. So you can put up your, you can put up everybody in your family. So you don't have to, you don't have to send those kids out to the shed anymore to sleep. Or maybe your husband. Or, anyway.
Right. So if you want to see that, give us a call. We can get you out there.
Yeah.
And is that like pretty flat where they could start a little farm, like have goats and chickens and...
Yeah, you could, but a lot of the acreage is taken up in a pond, so...
Oh.
You do have some areas where you could do some a small farm pasture area. But
there you go.
Yeah.
So if you want to start your own personal little farm,
there you go.
Nathan can set you up.
That's right.
That's right. I'm not sure if I'd be good on a little farm. Oh, I do.
No comment.
Okay. All right, moving on. Do we have anything else to talk about? Are we down to our ending quotes of the
day? I think we've just got our quotes.
I mean, I think we should have had like more news stories or something. It seemed to go, well, it's like 12:18, so I guess we didn't go as fast as it feels like we went.
We still drug it out.
There you go.
Whether we have a lot to say or not, we know how to drag out the time.
You have an ending. You have two ending quotes.
Well, I was gonna pick.
I'll let you go. Oh, you're not gonna say them both?
Nah.
You got them on there. You gotta say them both.
I just looked up Albert Einstein quotes because I like him, and there was just so many good ones.
Okay,
so.
Let's hear the two.
Okay. The first one is: two things are infinite: the universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe. Thought that was funny.
Before. I like that.
Other one by him as well is: I have no special talents. I am only passionately curious.
Hey, there you go. So. Yep. Good old Al. He's got a lot of good quotes out there. All right. My quote of the week is: you only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. There you go.
That's good.
By Mae West.
Hmm.
See?
There you are.
So
that made it worth it, just watching us for 15 minutes right there.
That's right, our ending quotes.
Yep, that's why we throw them in here.
So we got a bunch of good things going on, a few listings. Ethan can make you a farmer, small time farmer, that is.
Yep.
And we have some land available and not a lot right now. So if you know of anyone who's looking to sell, give us a call. Things are moving fast. That's why we don't have a lot that's still for sale at this point.
Yes.
So if you know of anyone, send them our way.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we will see you all next week.
All right. See you guys.
Have a good week, everyone.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.